Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet. We are a week away from WrestleMania, and we got a couple other guys in here to my left. He's not one loco. He's not two loco. He's not three loco. Today, he is four loco. Chad Showtime Schultz.
What up?
How you doing, bud?
I'm about halfway through this can of Four Loko, and I need to know better.
And he needs to know better. Also, running the stats, being the Googler of the whole operation this evening.
Googler of the whole.
Chris Mr. Tony Goads, the Soul Patch.
Hey, I want to say that I probably should not be in charge of anything at all, but I'll Google.
Why is that? Why should you not be in charge of anything?
Duke, I got drunk.
Oh, your alma mater beat Duke, and they're going on to the Final Four, so you had some alcohol, and now you're just menacing in the corner? Is that what's going on? That is literally what's going on. Right
I mean, he menaces in the corner a whole lot. I mean, Tom Izzo doesn't bribe his way to the Final Four all that often.
That's true.
Chris Goat is usually menacing in the corner.
That's check, very fair, but I'll try and be at least like 70% of a stats guy today.
All right. Did we get any hate mail since the last time?
No hate mail. All
right, well, be sure to...
You did get a few breeze.
I got a breeze, but no DMs. DMs.
Well, if anybody out there listening has any hate mail, send it to you.
Slide in Chris Goad's DMs at Goad.
We will report it here. So, Raw was war. This Monday
was Raw was not war. Raw was forgettable.
What was Raw? Was it more of a battle?
Raw was like a skirmish.
Raw was a skirmish.
Raw was a fight at the local Walmart. Is what it was.
not even like on Black Friday. It was just like someone took the last can of pork rinds, and the other guy was mad.
Yeah, and then the Revival got pissed off. I get it. That Raw was a skirmish. You're right. But, yeah, no, Raw was exponentially worse than SmackDown this week.
Oh, by a lot.
SmackDown had me all on my feels.
Interesting enough, without really going into too much detail on SmackDown, SmackDown's ratings, highest rating of SmackDown for the year.
Oh, wow.
This past Tuesday.
It was good.
SmackDown's ratings also been climbing, and Raw's have still been dwindling.
Yeah. Do you think it's because there's no championship on Raw? You think that's a big part of it?
I think that that definitely plays into it. I think that Brock Lesnar has good like box office appeal when he's there. Yeah. I think we've ridden it too long. I think that Brock Lesnar being an attraction with the belt brought eyes on the product for a time. I think we've definitely gone too far with it. Now people just don't care.
How many times in the main event of Raw is it a 6-man tag and we just don't care? Like, you know what I mean? Without there being, like, a main focus on a title.
I don't feel like the main event has been a 6-man tag in a minute, but the main event has been pretty inconsequential quite frequently.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely. The women have been headlining a lot and stuff that, which is fun. But
when the women main event, honestly, that's telling a story that's leading to the main event of Mania. Yeah. It seems to be of some kind of consequence.
I'm more excited about that match than I am the Raw's Universal Championship.
So, besides the Raw Women's Championship, what's your favorite thing on Raw right now?
Liv Morgan.
Okay, besides Liv Morgan.
Liv
Morgan and the Raw Women's Championship, what's your favorite storyline thing that's happening?
Oh, man, give me a minute.
I'll just drink this.
Go ahead. Hey, let's give it up for Cody Goads, everybody. He's going to entertain you for 30 seconds while I think about this.
I really thought you were going to say lesbians.
Oh, boy. So pinwheels.
fucking
pinwheels. Shit, I gave away the punchline before I gave them the setup. Oh well.
This is Chris Goad doing comedy, you guys. If you've seen it once, you've seen it always.
Someone tell me to sing a song.
Sing it, Chris. We were watching Temptation Island.
Oh yeah, we were.
Before we started the podcast, we need to do a podcast of us like watching bad reality television.
Yeah, we really do. We'll do that in the future. But all right, I'm gonna have to go with Triple H wrestling the envelope out of his pocket on Monday Night Raw. That was my.
He said, like, I'm doing the job to the envelope or something.
Yeah, he made it work, though.
He really likes making those, like, winky comments at the smart fans.
I enjoy
anybody else who get yelled at by Vince for it.
Yeah, like, he gets away with it because he's, you know, Triple H.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically running.
But yeah, him and he made fun of Batista spitting all over the microphone the week before. Like,
he did.
That
he
was
did
fun.
Ruin that mic.
he's very wet mouthed.
I feel like this Triple H Batista feud is reminding me like how great promo work used to be.
It's definitely like,
it,
an art.
It declined like, so steadily over time that you really forgot how much it changed. And honestly, like Paul Heyman still great on the mic. Occasionally, yeah. A guy will cut a good promo. But, like, that Triple H promo from a few weeks ago was just next fucking level.
Do any of the S.H.I.E.L.D. guys do decent promo work, in your opinion?
Seth can turn it on when he has something to say.
I feel like Seth is a one-trick pony. He's always saying the same thing.
He is. But here's the thing. I think he only ever says one thing because he's really only booked to do one thing. I feel
that's
like
not true. He was like the architect, and then he was running with J&J Security for a while.
But that was.
But I feel like that's when he was the most interesting.
But that was he's got a really good like schmarmy heel thing he does. It's that laugh. Mm. He's got that like cackle he kind of does.
He's better as a bad guy. I don't like face Seth Rollins. I don't need him to be my savior. I don't need him to be my Jesus. I don't need him to be my Neo in the Matrix. I don't need it.
Okay.
I don't need it.
I think that. Promo-wise, Seth Rollins is better as a heel. I think his in-ring work lends itself to more being a babyface. He sells really well, which lends itself to more being a face. The curb stomp out of nowhere, that's more like a babyface thing. A little more high. I think his in-ring work is much more catered to being a face. I think that he's a good-looking wrestler. The women like him. He's got a good, cool look. I think that he lends himself well to a face. It's just his promo work isn't as a face. Especially the stuff he's doing with Brock right now.
It's horrible.
His promo work is just
he's
not
interesting. He's working with Paul Heyman, and it's just... I'm like, I've seen this so
then,
many times.
Yeah, you know what,
how many times can a guy...
Paul Heyman is definitely overshadowing him on the mic. He would just about anybody. But, I mean, Dean Ambrose was good on the mic when he cared, and fuck if I can remember the last time Dean Ambrose cared.
It doesn't look like he cares at all.
Roman Reigns not good on the mic. And then honestly, after Roman Reigns coming back, it took 2 weeks before I realized, oh yeah, he still can't fucking talk.
It's really lackluster, man. Like, I really thought they would have made a bigger deal out of this comeback. Like, but we'll see what happens at Mania. He's feuding with Drew McIntyre. Like, does he have a match with Drew at Mania?
I think that's what they came to. Mm-hmm. He's feuding with Drew at Mania. Well, on Raw this week, I think Dean Ambrose is done.
Yeah, Drew killed him for good this time? Question mark?
Honestly, the finish to the Last Man Standing match wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It still doesn't feel like he killed him the way he did.
He killed him
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no.
And then he stood up.
He got back up.
Fuck. Why did he stand up?
Chad's mad.
Honestly, I think that's one moment that, like, I may forget it happened, but if you bring it up 10 years from now, I'll be like, what the fuck was he thinking?
I will listen to this in about 10 years, and I'll be like, hey, Chad, remember when Dean got up after Drew killed him? And be like, motherfucker!
I'm just going to throw something.
good times.
We've got, it's officially announced that the women are main eventing WrestleMania.
Yep. Three claps for that. It's really good. I'm glad they got over, because Becky's the man, and the man should be main eventing WrestleMania. Becky won the Women's Royal Rumble. I'm okay with that being the last match at the pay-per-view. That makes sense.
I don't have a problem. I think that if Becky Lynch, if that whole storyline wasn't so over, I would say that making the women the main event would be a bad idea. But then, honestly, that match has the most hype and heat behind it than any match present.
Right.
I feel like, well, we SmackDown, we're going to get Kofi Bryan, so maybe that is a
Kofi Mania's close second.
Yeah, I would say that, honestly, if they said Kofi Bryan was going to main event rather than the women, I think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
I think the women are a bigger deal, so I think it's the right choice.
They got heel Ronda, they got the man Becky, they got Charlotte, who is bringing some extra jewelry to WrestleMania. We'll get into that later.
Yeah. In a vacuum where, like, the moment of the first women's main event didn't matter, I would say they could be either of them.
Yeah.
Because that does matter. It should obviously be the triple threat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Charlotte wins the women's title on SmackDown, mm-hmm. beating Asuka.
Oh, okay. We're just going to talk about it now.
Raw was, like... what happened on Raw?
What happened on Raw?
Ronda Rousey versus Sarah Logan beat the clock challenge.
Yeah, they had the three beat the clock challenge matches for that seemingly did not. Usually, beat the clock challenges have like something on the line.
Yeah,
this had nothing.
This was just for
to see who could job out the Raw spot.
Finn Balor had a match. Finn Balor had a match versus Jinder Mahal and Lashley.
Lashley.
Number one contendership.
We're getting Balor versus Bobby Lashley at Mania.
For the Intercontinental Championship.
Lashley says he's going to beat the demon out of Finn Balor.
Finn Balor won.
You think we're going to get the demon?
Demon? Yeah, I think we will.
Demon Finn. I want it.
Yeah, he's clearly trying to get that chant going next week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think Brooke Bruce will be here. You'll get that chant.
Yeah, yeah,
it'll be a two-person chant, but it'll happen. You both will give it all.
It'll be Revival. WrestleMania Sunday. There will be a lot more people chanting.
Yeah, that's true. If a few people start chanting, we'll get more people to chant. The people that don't know what's going on, they're like, shit, we got a chant.
I don't know who Demon Finn is, but I better say this in unison.
There's going to be some bacon chants going on, I'm sure. Just like...
Bacon bits.
Big boss man. Big bit. Oh, wait, what? Huh?
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's you may remember funny. A match where Aleister Black and Ricochet took on the very, very tiny Revival.
Nope, I don't recall that at all.
Okay.
I don't recall that at all.
Huh. Who won that match, Chris?
It was Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Gotcha.
With the 360 senton.
The 360 cents? Are you?
I'm reading that.
You know how to read?
Hang on.
This is late breaking news. We need to update our Twitter.
Is your dyslexia acting up? It's definitely the 630 sometime.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, that's not that impressive.
Yes. That's less than a 450.
The 360.
630.
Yeah.
See, he just spins around in the air and just lands. Curtsies.
Finn Balor won with a coupe de grace.
Coupe de grace. Coupe de grace.
Oh, nice.
All right.
It sounds like they're gonna announce tag team title matches for Mania this next coming week.
Okay.
My guess is we're gonna get Aleister Black and Ricochet versus the Revival for the tag titles.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I hope Aleister and Black.
Well, interestingly enough, the Revival
main roster.
Aleister Black and Ricochet are also fighting for the NXT tag team titles on Friday.
Okay, so they may be double champions, is what you're saying.
They're facing the War Raiders. I don't think they'll win them.
Yeah, TakeOver.
TakeOver is Saturday, I think.
No, they move...
Hall of Fame Saturday?
I think
Or is it the other way around?
You
can Google it.
Traditionally, Hall of Fame was
Friday.
You can
Google it.
Yeah, no, but I think they flipped it, but I've been wrong. I'm not as lucid as I
No, I want to get what I fucking... feel like the WWE is going to give me is Heavy Machinery versus the Revival, because I don't want it.
I'm
just going to give it to
them. I don't think you're going to get that.
I don't want it.
You're going to get Heavy Machinery in the...
The Hall of Fame is on Saturday. Run. You're so far correct.
Okay.
You can say it again. You can say it again.
I mean, I was correct also.
That's fine. You can say it again.
I was correct.
Yeah, I was correct. I know.
TakeOver is on Friday, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, generally TakeOvers are Saturday. Something about the scheduling with...
The arena?
Because what it is that they usually do the Hall of Fame in the arena where they do Mania. It's part of it,
mm-hmm.
My understanding is...
Is it at Barclay this year?
Barclay's in Brooklyn, yes, in Brooklyn. Whole thing's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, the NXT TakeOver is going to be at Barclays, and they're probably going to do the... they're probably going to do the Hall of Fame at Barclays, too. But something about the scheduling of it... It also plays well to, like, because there's so much wrestling that weekend.
Yeah, to space it out a little
city,
bit.
In that city that, yeah, it helps people go to work.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, the Hart Foundation is getting inducted with Bret Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
I don't
curious in their absence, Owen Hart and the British Bulldog.
Yeah, you could in theory even fucking throw, like... stew in there too if you wanted to
I'd have been all right with
that. I don't understand. I get this induction makes literal no sense to me.
Like the only if th- it were like if I were... think the idea behind it is they want to go have Natalya and Bret Hart on the same thing, just like, you know what I mean?
Sure, talking sure about my, the Hart Foundation, my thing is, but here's the thing, so Jim died this year,
yeah,
so if you're gonna do Brett, Jim, Owen, Davey, it makes sense to do it that way.
Yeah.
But because there's only two of them, and Bret Hart's already in the Hall of Fame, why not just induct Jim Neidhart? Like, I don't understand. And you could still get the same Bret Hart inducts, Natalya accepts.
Yeah.
You could get the exact same setup. It literally
you
just,
get them on the stage together this
it
way.
It literally...
I think that's what they want to do.
Why would they get him on stage? Like, I just don't understand that. It doesn't make sense.
Have Brett represent Brett and then have Natty represent Jim.
And then someone else induct him?
I'm just telling.
I guess.
I'm just saying. I watch a lot of pro wrestling, Chad. I feel like that's the way it's going
to
go
it
down.
It doesn't make a lick of sense to me. Like, it seems the Hall of Fame is getting weirder and weirder this shit. Like, they're inducting gimmicks now. Like, so...
Who's going in this year? DX.
DX is going in.
The Hearts.
The Hearts.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk. We got...
Is there a celebrity? I'm forgetting.
I didn't see a celebrity. The,
The Connor...
Connor. The Warrior Award is going to...
somebody... Susan? Is something?
She
works for the WWE corporate.
I think she's like talent relations or something. Like, works in something where...
I know Mick Foley was very happy about it.
I guess she's like a pretty big deal in the company. I haven't learned a whole lot about that, but it seems like she's pretty important. Mm-hmm. And then you got your headliner.
Yeah. So that's what we got lined up. I'm going to watch the fuck out of it on Saturday. But then I'll be crying like a big old bitch.
So, like, what's going to happen? This body, so a couple years ago, they inducted the Godfather.
Yeah.
They didn't mention the Godfather being Kama Mustafa or Papa Shango.
No.
They just mentioned the Godfather. They inducted the gimmick. They didn't induct him. Because if you're going to induct him, you discuss his career. They inducted a gimmick. I don't know.
I think it's better to induct the person. They used to do that a lot more often.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They're kind of the person. They'd be like, oh, he was this gimmick for like 80% of his career, but whatever, you know.
They would always tell some stories.
Yeah, I really feel like the Hall of Fame's losing its legitimate feel it had. I don't know. I'm being nitpicky about it, I understand.
Calm down, Charlie Brown. So, Hall of Fame is too commercial.
Good grief.
That sounds about right. That's very in character. But no, I'll watch it. I'll enjoy it. I just like going through those things and seeing all the old guys one more time. It's a fun time.
I'm sure.
And then seeing the current roster, seeing the old guys and everything.
The ceremony itself is always great to
have the younger talent hear what the older guys went through and to hear those road stories. Because, like, dude, I can listen to these old guys talk about that stuff all day.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about the way the Hall of Fame is heading, it concerns me that it feels like the Hall of Fame was one thing that seemed to really kind of respect the older parts of the business, and it seems like sports entertainment has really taken over the Hall of Fame when the Hall of Fame felt like the last thing was really wrestling.
Yeah.
Which is a very Jim Cornette opinion.
Yes, it really is.
I understand.
You did eat that double cheese, double meat, double motherfucker.
Double onion motherfucker. Sure did. It felt great. Put some Four Loko on top of it. I'm on shit tonight.
May God have mercy on our plumbing.
I wouldn't do that here. I respect you guys.
Sad news for me personally in the WWE. Jim Ross ended his tenure with the WWE.
He's done now.
Good old JR filmed his last... thing for like a documentary with The Undertaker. I can't wait to see it.
You think he'll be back?
He may come back once or twice.
He comes and goes so often. Yeah, like, it's not like this is the first time he's
never
left.
Like,
It sounds like he's doing some stuff with AEW.
Is he?
Which would leave him out of the WWE for a while. And I mean, Jim Ross is getting up there.
Yeah, he is. I'm a big fan. Me too. Attitude Era stuff.
And I had
a talent relations for a long time.
Interestingly enough, so like you got Jim Ross going to AEW. It seems like he's burning a little bit of bridge.
Yeah.
It seems like people are taking it kind of hard. On the other hand, Billy Gunn involved with AEW, he's going to the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
With DX. And then Chris Jericho, apparently Vince told him he's like banned from WWE currently. Like no appearances, no nothing. And he's not allowed to have WWE talent on his podcast anymore. For the time being.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
So that's a bummer. As a Jerichoholic, I hate
it
that.
It seems like they're really kind of, like, picking and choosing how hard they're going to take, like, the AEW stuff.
They kind of blacklisted him a little bit there, and I don't like that.
Jericho was definitely, I think, Neil and Vince a little bit. First, he did the one-off at New Japan.
Uh-huh.
And Vince was like, all right, whatever.
Yep.
And then he did the second one.
In Chicago.
When he did All In, I think that bothered Vince. That he did, like, an American one.
Yeah.
And then he was doing some more New Japan stuff, and then the AEW stuff. I don't think Vince took it very well.
That's fair. Well, he also is. He's been in a war before, you know what I mean? He's probably having flashbacks and everything. Like, oh, talent's leaving. Not on my watch, brother.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're going to dust off Hulk Hogan again.
Please don't.
They got him.
I'm sure
they got him.
I'm sure he'll be at Mania.
You think he's going to be at Mania?
I'm sure.
Do you think Taker's going to be at Mania?
I don't think he'll be wrestling.
You don't think so?
At most, he'll make an appearance. I don't think he's going to wrestle. John Cena has signed an agreement to wrestle. We don't know what he's doing.
Ooh. Place your wagers, everybody. My bet is The Rock. You going to wrestle with The Rock again? No.
Easy, Roy.
Cena, Rock 3.
1 week promotion.
Well, they had 1 year to promote the last one, so
that
did happen.
That was not good. That was, speaking of like just main events on Raw, that just were like, oh, I don't need to see this. I already know what we're going to talk about. Like, come on, I like to be surprised a little bit.
Yeah. I think that's all that really happened on Raw.
Yeah, you were fired up about something when we went out to. Did Cornette say something that you wanted to talk about this week?
Cornette say something I wanted to talk about this week. I'm sure.
Seems pretty.
Was it about the Iconics or something?
What the fuck did something got said?
I know you were fired up. About
I know
it.
Like, some. Oh, I know boy. I was mad about something.
This is the Loco right
but
here.
But it's the Loco. I'm drinking Four Loco, drinking Four Loco, smoking OG Kush.
Oh man. You've had a big day.
Yeah. My name's Chad Slow Time Schultz. Come back to me. It's like a lazy season. I'll come back around.
That's fine.
SmackDown, you guys.
Yeah, SmackDown happened.
Diddly-own.
Easy Flanders.
I'm surprised we didn't mention the Sasha Banks, man. She was fantastic.
Really?
My disqualification.
Bro, who'd she beat?
Natty.
No, I remember that match being balls.
I
remember you admitted the Revival match was probably better.
I literally said, which is the better match? And you're like, oh, this match is better. And then the finish, you're like, God damn it, the Revival match was better.
As soon as the finish happened, I'm like,
Joe loves the Revival, everyone.
Not bad for a couple toddlers. Smack Diddly Down, huh?
Yeah. We want to talk about the gauntlet? Do we want to wait to talk about the gauntlet?
We'll talk about Charlotte winning the women's title.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's way more important. Like, I was here for it. I fucking love a good title match.
Yeah, you did fucking pop for it.
Yeah, I'm like, she's going to do it. She's going to bring that thing to Mania. So now we got two women with titles.
Tapped Asuka out clean.
Yeah. Like, no shenanigans. Just beat her in the ring. And now it's... Are we going to unify the women's titles, you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think we're going to unify them?
I think what's going to happen is...
You think just Ronda is going to be on the line?
I'm pretty sure, it's just one title on the line.
Yeah, I mean, Ronda's title.
Ronda. Ronda.
Come on, Ronda.
A unified women's title is what you want, though. It's just not what you think.
Well, the women's roster in the WWE is not extremely large. Mm-hmm. Like... Now that they have the tag belts, they really, like, Asuka was champion.
I remember Chad saying that would be the ideal.
Until Charlotte wrestled her on SmackDown this week, wasn't doing anything.
See, I kind of agree with that, I kind of don't. My problem is that I think it's really weird having those women's tag belts be non-brand specific and having brand specific women's singles titles. But also, if you unify the women's titles and put the make it basically one big women's roster, a lot of them are going to get lost in the shuffle. And I just don't know what's the better option. But
whatever gets the Riot Squad over is the better option. I'm just
so you
you
want
right
you
now.
Want separate women's roster.
I do.
Want separate women's tag titles if you want them.
Hey now,
that seems
about
right. Yeah.
I mean, hang on.
It's not my fault that Sasha and Bayley really tag team on Raw.
We've got four team women's tag title match, and the Riot Squad conspicuous in their absence.
I hate it. They're in like a battle royal or something.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a women's battle royal.
Guess who doesn't
same
like
team
that?
Is gonna win.
In Liv Morgan's hometown, nonetheless. Like, come on now. Like, that's disrespectful.
If Liv Morgan won her hometown, how would you feel about it?
Wonderful. Be living large, you know? Living la vida loca.
Oh, Lord. Living large or living stiff?
Living on the edge.
But no, my thought is that...
Living rooms.
Oh, my gosh.
Way to sneak that one in nonchalant. Like,
thank you. I'm proud of you. My thought is that Ronda Rousey loses the title to Becky. Ronda goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Becky is Raw Women's Champion. Charlotte SmackDown's. Bayley and Sasha retain. We close WrestleMania with a curtain call with all four women with their belts.
He's calling it right now. Four horsewomen of wrestling, closing out the show, raising up the four fingers like you do.
Yeah. I think Ronda Rousey takes a vacation when she comes back. Four horsewomen of wrestling versus MMA. But the Shayna Baszler, who is currently NXT Women's Champion, is doing fine. I don't know if she's quite ready for the call-up, but she's not bad. The other two definitely need work. I think WWE may have jumped the shark on like bringing in women MMA fighters.
Yeah.
Ronda worked out well from a box office appeal. I would actually argue Shayna Baszler's a better women's wrestler than Ronda is.
Which is shocking considering Ronda says
she's a lifelong fan. But Shayna's been doing it. Shayna also a big wrestling fan, but has also been training a lot longer. Shayna's UFC career wasn't very good.
Oh.
She wrestled in the indies. She did the indie circuit where Ronda was still training to be a wrestler.
It's a really
up until last year's WrestleMania.
2019 is really interesting. Like back in the day, you used to have to go to wrestling school to break into the business. Now you can just go to UFC, get knocked out a couple times, and then bam, here's a contract, brother.
Yeah, or sometimes you win the WWE title and go to UFC and get knocked out a couple times, right, CM Punk?
Got him.
Cheers.
What's going on? Cody.
That's the loco talking.
We're just gonna have Cody go sing Cult of Personality, so he won't come in here and hassle us. No, I didn't. Not now. Not now. If he comes for us, sing that. He won't. It's like.
I know I've told that story in the podcast, right?
Yeah, I think so. Go ahead and tell him again. Refresh our memory.
Refresh our memories.
Memory.
Are we gonna put this episode?
Yeah, absolutely. This is gold. This is our best work so far.
I just recommend we check this house for a gas leak. a friend of mine lives in Chicago. She's a wrestling fan along with me. And she was at like a restaurant. It was like a pizza place or something. And CM Punk came in, and somebody put like Cult of Personality on the jukebox. He literally just stood up and walked right back out.
Sour grapes.
And I'm sure he sold it in the best way. That grumpy like old man looking at just like fuck.
Fine. Should have played AJ Lee's music. That's where you went wrong.
You would have started skipping.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Love AJ.
I miss AJ.
I miss AJ Lee so much as well.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I got reminded of her because trying to speak here.
Sorry.
But I got reminded of AJ Lee watching that Fighting With Family movie. And it was good, but they had Zelina Vega play in AJ Lee, which was a little bit weird. But no, this was a real tearjerker, which is better than her last movie, which was just a jerker. So you see...
I love that you did that with the Tata's cadence. That was literally...
Yeah,
you literally said that like we were filming in the studio.
Open mic here.
I literally felt like I was waiting to like roll the script down.
I wrote that joke 3 weeks ago and I just got to saying it and Cody Goat stepped all over the setup. It was beautiful.
No problem.
Fucking with my memory like that.
I will do that during the show as well. over the microphone, be like, sorry, I didn't mean to say
that. That's funny. I didn't think we were doing the Tatas anymore.
The Totally Awesome Trebuchet Awards, everybody. Find them on the YouTube, hosted by Trebuchet.
If you want new episodes, tweet at Go.
Yes, please do. Please do that. But speaking of Trebuchet, I've had a really big past week, you guys. I'm a meme, like, a million times over. It's amazing. I am just, like, blowing up everybody's Facebook feeds. There's one on the Undisputed Podcast of the World on Facebook. You can check that out. That was really, really entertaining. I enjoyed the me.
Our friend Jordan Shaver pulled the trigger on that.
Yeah, he really did.
I took the ball and ran with
it. Oh, yeah, buddy.
And ran with it.
I am posting them at Trebuchet LOL every day until WrestleMania. You're getting a new hashtag Trebuchet meme. So keep your eye out for those.
Does that mean I have to start making more?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Absolutely. I'm telling you right now, I'm making more work for you, Showtime.
Okay, that's fair. I definitely blew my wad on a lot of them, but I'm sure I'll come with
it. I have that effect on people. Might want to bring a towel, y'all.
Do I get, like, quarters for making memes, right? That was, like, Patty's Decree or something.
I don't know. Petty says a lot.
Something to do with Vince McMahon owing us money or something.
Vince owes us money?
Yeah.
Huh.
A quarter. A couple of quarters. By a couple, I mean like
a good couple handful. Of quarters, I could buy another Four Loko.
We could.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kofi's going to WrestleMania.
Kofi's going to WrestleMania! 3 clap for him, you guys! I'm so happy. He made it to the top of the mountain. He finally made it to the pinnacle. And he did nothing this week to do it. His brothers, The New Day, Xavier Woods, and Big E Langston did the job. Yeah, I'm using Big E's last name. What of it?
Also, they didn't do the job. Everyone else did the job.
Oh, well, they got the job done, is what I'm saying. And got the victory. They ran the gauntlet.
What a great fucking storyline. It's produced some really great wrestling.
They beat The Bar. They beat
Shinsuke and Rusev. Uh-huh. They beat The Club pretty handedly.
Yeah. Was that their last match? The Club's last match?
From my understanding, yeah, they probably won't be back.
So they're Dunzo Amore. And the Usos came out. Cut a little bit of...
Well, because... Hang on.
Okay.
So, it goes... The Club come out first, beaten pretty quickly.
Beaten.
Rusev and Nakamura come out. Good fight.
Eliminated.
The New Day gets over.
Yeah.
The Bar come out. Really close.
Defeated.
Get defeated.
Table time.
Sheamus and Cesaro beat on him, put Big E through a table.
Bam!
Because Mike Chioda wouldn't stop him.
Yep, because that's what Mike Chioda does. He's there, but he's not very useful.
After, so Big E goes to the table, Usos' music hits, and, you know, Xavier's
like, oh no.
Big E's out, like, in the table pieces.
And the tag team champions are walking
they
down.
Get the mic.
Like, the real tag team champions of the world. Like, not the little guys on Raw.
Well,
I am the tag team champions. But the Usos came down and just grabbed the mic and we're all like, Kofi earned it.
This is the thing, you know, the New Day's earned their respect, that Kofi deserves to be world champ.
Classy
move. Yeah, they say, you know, good luck because we forfeit and left.
Yeah.
I like that the storyline seemed to touch every member of the SmackDown roster.
Yeah.
They're all seen watching it. They all came out and celebrated after. Like, the New Day, the Usos come out going like, yeah, you know what? We want you guys to win. We don't care about taking this lolly gate.
SmackDown's locker room is so much closer than Raw's. It feels like they're a team. Raw's a bunch of individuals.
No, it really does.
Prima donnas. It feels like a bunch of bitches. Just fucking collecting a paycheck, doing wrestling. It's the Rondas. It's the Lesnar's.
Rondas.
And just people that don't have the business in them. It sucks.
Well, for me, I really think that they... So, like, yeah, they should, like, this... You know, the locker room came together. And then when Charlotte won the women's title, a lot of, like, the SmackDown roster is like, we're pissed Charlotte won the women's title of Asuka. Asuka deserved better. She shouldn't have to defend the title. Because they kind of presented the idea that maybe Charlotte got the match because she's Vince's favorite.
Yeah.
I think we're laying some seeds for maybe a Charlotte storyline post-Mania.
That's fine.
Her being a chosen one or whatever. But it's like...
Charlotte's great. Anything they give her to do, she will do it. She is the female Miz. She is excellent.
Yeah, I would say that she seems to be a... She's a go-getter in every way you want. She's and good, good on the mic, good in the ring.
We got the two best in-ring competitors on SmackDown for the title for free.
Yeah.
Like I don't know why people are bitching. You need to appreciate what you're being given. This is not just a small thing here. Like, the only person that beats Asuka for the title is Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's you know.
Yeah, I mean,
canon.
I mean,
that's the way it is.
Yeah. Asuka taking clean losses to Charlotte twice and maybe one or two other losses.
Tapped her out both times.
It looks really good for Charlotte to get over like that. There wasn't really going to be room for Asuka to wrestle for the women's title anyway. I really don't think that... I mean,
what are we doing with Asuka now?
No, and I think we were talking about how the SmackDown women's title felt like really an afterthought.
Yeah.
The hope is that...
Put a little more prestige on it, having it be in the main event of WrestleMania. If Becky
wins the Rollins title, stays on Raw. SmackDown, a women's title, stays on SmackDown with Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte is women's champion. You can really start to base some stuff on that, where I don't really think it's Asuka's fault, but I really think they've taken the Asuka thing as far as they can.
Well,
I don't really think they're going to be doing a whole lot.
I'm going to be really upset if Asuka ends up in that women's battle royal.
Oh, she's going to.
That's very... She's just gonna. Like, absolutely. Come on now. Like, to be the... She was a phenom last year. Charlotte beat her, and now she's just another diva? And I hate to say that, but it seems like they're treating them like divas.
I would say...
end up winning it, you know.
Who cares? Who cares about these battle royals?
I mean, would you rather just have her do nothing?
I'd rather have her have a one-on-one match.
With who?
Anybody.
There's not enough time.
I understand what you're saying with the time thing. Essentially,
have her have a match to be the number one contender.
So, we had the Moolah Battle Royale or whatever, the Women's Battle Royale at WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
Remember who won that?
Yeah, I do. Feel the Glow.
Yeah, it was Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi. I remember that.
You know what came of that?
Nothing.
Dick.
No,
nothing.
Yeah, no.
Nothing came of that because they belong in the show, and if Battle Royale is the only way we can do it, I understand. But to pretend that is any sort of real anything is kind of intellectually dishonest.
The men's battle royal started to get guys on WrestleMania that
Royale shit before the show.
Yeah,
was just a pay per view.
It was never televised.
It didn't have they didn't have a pre show or anything. So yeah, WrestleMania started at 7.
It was an afterthought. Now it's kind of a tradition.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, well, we have a network now. We can make WrestleMania as long as we want.
They named it after Andre. They made it a little bit prestigious. Yep. Corbin won it, Mojo won it, Big Show won it, missing somebody. Am I?
Who was the first winner?
Corbin.
Corbin was the first one to win it? I don't think that's right.
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like there was one before him.
No.
Chris Goode!
No. I think Corbin was the first one to win it.
Was he really? I feel like there was one before that. I know he won it.
Who won it last year? Braun? No, Braun won the tag titles.
No! That was actually the third one he won.
Who won the first one?
I haven't figured that out yet. I don't even know that you're wrong. That's all I know for
sure. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm trying to get you to. Cesaro won the first one.
Okay. That's
Cesaro, right. Then Big Show, then Mojo, then... Cesaro, then Big Show, then Baron, then Mojo, then Matt Hardy.
I forgot about Matthew.
Because Bray helped him win last year.
Yeah,
both those Royals don't really mean anything. Braun Strowman in the Battle Royale this year. They've really fucking cooled him the fuck off.
He is feuding with the SNL Weekend Update, guys. Yeah. And it's fucking terrible. And
Braun Strowman versus Sean Francis win.
I'm just fucking... I'm out of here. I'm mad.
He's mad.
He's out of here. He'll be back,
Say Dolph Ziggler.
I don't think anyone sent the DZ.
Dolph Ziggler probably not going to be at Mania this year.
Yeah, does that make it feel better? Come back. Dolph Ziggler's not at Mania.
A little bit.
What if he comes out of the Battle Royal and wins?
Who cares?
Fair enough. We didn't really see Miz and Shane. No, that's a lie. Miz opened up SmackDown with a really good promo.
Yeah.
We split SmackDown up from a couple of days. That's what threw me.
Yeah.
Miz cutting great promos.
Always.
We're getting false count anywhere for Shane Miz?
At Mania, yeah.
Yeah, because Batista, Triple H is no holds barred.
Yeah. Triple H's career is on the line.
Yes,
Triple H. Which is why that is the storyline that I care about the most on Raw.
Sure.
We're going to put the American hero Kurt Angle down, finally. He wrestled his last match on SmackDown against AJ Styles.
Do you think Baron Corbin's going to be...
If I'm booking for WWE, I make Baron
Corbin. That's not what I asked.
I'm going to pick him, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Baron Corbin.
Can I ask you to think with your head, not your heart, for a second? You think Baron Corbin is going to beat Kurt Angle?
I think.
Knowing the way WWE books. I'm not asking what you think is right. I'm asking what you think they'll do.
I think they will, yes.
Okay.
For pro wrestling's sake, I think so, yes.
I think that Kurt Angle is going to win, which I think is the wrong choice.
You think they're going to Undertaker? I think
Baron Corbin should destroy Kurt Angle.
If he comes out, he hits him with... Deep Six and End of Days. 1, 2, 3.
No, I don't want him to be that. I don't want it to be that clean.
You don't have to
He doesn't need to beat him clean. It doesn't need to be a flat, clean finish. It does need to be a flat finish.
We all know Kurt Angle's not going to wrestle a half-hour match anymore.
No. Kurt Angle is winded after fucking 4 minutes of wrestling.
It's unfortunate to see. He's not nearly the worst legend I've seen out there. Seriously.
Right now?
No, right now.
Oh.
Not in the history of wrestling.
Sure, he's not TNA Ric Flair. I know that's your go-to, but
I was really afraid Kring, or I'm sorry, Riddle was going to die in TNA.
Same.
I thought he was going to have a stroke and die.
I'm in the same boat. I was just like, I'm going to witness a man die on live network.
I really think what they ought to do is have Kurt Angle come out and have Baron jump him and beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, the thing
I don't think we don't even need a match. Yeah. We don't even need the bell to ring. We need Baron Corbin. All we need is Baron Corbin standing over a beaten Kurt Angle. You make Baron Corbin one of the hottest heels.
People already hate him. He's got the most heat on Monday Night Raw.
Sure.
He's got more than Brock. He's got more than just any of the other guys. Everybody, I don't care if it's go-away heat. I don't care if it's just legit heat. It's whatever.
I think it's not as much go-away heat as people say it is.
It's if he comes out and he doesn't let the fans have the final Kurt Angle match, if he just squashes him on his way to the ring.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really great point. It's great. Talking about his, like,
he will have so much heat on Raw the next day.
Not only did I retire Kurt Angle, I didn't even give you his last match. I didn't even get a last match.
You've been booing me. You don't deserve it. Like, I bust my ass here. I was the general manager, and now
all you do
is boo me? Screw you guys.
That's how I would book it. I would say Baron Corbin. Kurt Angle comes to the ring. Stops like in the entryway to soak it all in and have
let him have a little tear,
let him soak it up in the entryway and have Baron Corbin just come around with a chair and just wear him out.
Foreign object,
international object.
Excuse me, gotta be PC. It's exactly. WrestleMania season.
Well, you gotta be PC like WCW in the mid 90s.
I wish you weren't making that up.
I wish I was not.
Hold on, Kiss is gonna play for us real quick, you guys.
You have Baron Corbin stand over a broken Kurt Angle and basically have someone come out and say, Kurt can't wrestle. No, that's what I would do. Do you know what I think is gonna happen?
What's that?
I think we're getting Cena versus Kurt Angle. I think John Cena. Either one of two things is going to happen. John Cena jumps Baron Corbin, and we get Cena Angle, or Kurt Angle is going to beat Baron Corbin in 20 seconds and then face John Cena. Those are the two options. I think
Corbin loses in 20 seconds, I'm going to be mad.
My guess is that I think this is a grand opportunity to make Baron Corbin look like a monster. I think they're going to make Baron Corbin look like a punk.
I don't like
that. That is my prediction.
You stop besmirching his good name right now. That is the next WWE champion.
But besides WWE, actually, there's something that's happened and beyond WWE news that I want to talk about.
Oh! Did it come around full circle here, Chad?
It sure did. It always does. So we made Nate Dogg the official correspondent of Impact Wrestling.
Oh, we did do that. I'm so sorry, Nate.
Surprisingly, he's not here.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He's in
first the spreadsheets, now this.
I don't know how he could have forgot to do his homework.
I'm surprised.
No one call PETA on us. We'd be in trouble. We're definitely not treating that animal ethically. So in Impact Wrestling, it was announced like 2 weeks ago. Allie signed with AEW.
Yes.
Allie's cute. Hi, Allie.
Hey, how you doing?
Allie's pretty cool.
Yes, she is.
So she's been doing something in Impact for a while, where basically she was teaming with who's the girl that was in the Decay with Abyss and Crazy Steve?
Crazy Steve!
Rosemary!
Okay. Yeah, that's her name.
Yep. Thank you, Chris Goad.
No, you said it.
I know. That was the joke.
Wow.
She was teaming with Allie against Sue Young, who's like the zombie bride or whatever.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I like that.
And James Mitchell was managing her.
Oh, James Mitchell's back. Okay, that's good to know.
So basically something happened where Allie got possessed by a demon.
Like you do.
Yeah. So it's been...
I'm a jungle-o. I'm aware.
Rosemary teamed up with Jordynne Grace and Kiera Hogan, if you don't know. Actually, I was going to say if you don't know who they are. Actually, Jordynne Grace is actually a pretty big deal in the Indies. She's pretty cool. Bigger girl, wrestles a lot of men. Big upside on her, I think. Kiera Hogan's whatever.
You heard it here first. Chad said she's pretty cool.
I'm pretty cool. That's putting her over.
She's pretty cool.
She's got some.
She's really neato.
Goodness gracious! Great balls of fire.
No, she's so they've been feuding with Soo Young, James Mitchell, and I think there's Allie was like evil now. The way they supposedly they've been going to like the dark realm or something. That's supposed to be kind of like what the fuck, broken
Matt Hardy thing.
Yeah, the fucking, what were they calling those matches? Ultimate Deletions.
Yep. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't like those, by the way. I thought those were terrible.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
You yeah, didn't like
who,
it.
Who'd have thought I wouldn't like Ultimate Deletion? but they had like a similar match, and basically Rosemary won and was trying to like reclaim Allie's soul or whatever. And this past week on Impact, they go to the Dark Realm. I didn't watch Impact. I was watching like their recap clips, because this was just too bizarre not to sit on. what happens is they're going to like try to find Allie's soul in Dark Realm. James Mitchell has like Hogan with like a knife or something, like has her like held captive.
Like very action movie.
Yeah, style, this one was like very B action movie.
Like the hero's here, but I got your girlfriend right here.
Yeah.
Like,
well, then and then
twiddling his mustache.
And
like
then Rosemary turns around and Soo Young comes out with basically like a Freddy Krueger knife glove.
Uh-huh.
And goes to like stab Rosemary with it, but Allie jumps in the way, regaining her soul at the right moment, takes the knives and is like has like a the worst like fake like blood.
Oh, this is on like her, like, Evil Dead level special effects.
Oh, it's
like
worse. And like they
damn, I wish I'm sorry I didn't watch that now.
which we actually should probably watch that. We should probably think about doing that.
It sounds amazing.
I think it would be interesting for you to see it. But they basically James Mitchell and Soo Young run off, and Rosemary is like holding Allie's, like she's like, you know, bleeding all over the place, and she just goes, "Don't feel bad, I'm whole again," and then just disappears.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's
fucking exposing the goddamn business. What the fuck?
What? People spontaneously combust all the time.
Yeah, that happens. I
thought Nate Dogg did that this episode.
Yeah,
he's not here no more.
No,
right?
He's just chasing cars.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. We made him watch Impact Wrestling.
Or chasing tails, you know, his or others.
He's always sniffing around something, isn't he?
Hey, buddy. NYD.
NYD. NYD. That's my dog, y'all.
Yeah. but no, like, this is just the and it bothers me because people are going, oh, this is like Lucha Underground, like they're trying to tell out of the box stories. Shut the fuck up, you fucking humanoids.
So Allie disappeared, and that's like her last moment.
This
like
she's going
to AEW.
She's dead.
Yeah,
it's funny. Like people are like, they're like, wow, they killed off Allie on Impact tonight, and someone goes, oh, like they wrote her out of storylines. Like, nah, they killed her.
She just disappeared.
She died.
Legitimately.
What's wrong with you? I see you. She did.
Oh, no, she just faded away like she, a like, Jedi. Yeah, she, like,
kind of. She just like, sort of, like, she, like a I'm snap. Not, like, she just disappeared. Because they weren't in
I feel like I just pissed off Disney saying the word Jedi. Like,
they weren't in they were in
they're
the,
suing
the,
you now.
They were in the dark realm or something. It just it's making wrestling a fucking laughing stock. I didn't like Lucha Underground, but I was willing to say Lucha Underground was its own little crazy thing they were trying to run, and they were fucking employing Joey fucking Ryan. I didn't take him seriously anyway, and neither did anybody else. But fucking Impact Wrestling had some credibility a long time ago. It's long since lost it by employing people like Sammy Callahan and, and whatnot. But just I'm waiting for the if wrestling's fake. Explain this with Soo Young jumping out with a knife. I'm tired of defending this shit because I can't.
Do you? I mean, yeah, you do.
Yeah, he does.
I know I do. Yeah. If you care about wrestling, you should want to too.
Can we enjoy it without defending haters?
No. What year is it?
Isn't everything more enjoyable if we don't try to defend against haters?
Who are you?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm right all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we regret to inform you that Chris Goat has been relieved of his duties at the MSP Podcast World.
No more Googling for you. You're just lucky Nate Yard Dog's not here. We would have had the newspaper whacking you already.
No, I can't.
Let's launch them out of this trebuchet, Adam.
No, but
that might actually hurt him.
Since we're talking about Impact Wrestling, the first time Kurt Angle fought Samoa Joe... Headbutted him.
Kurt Angle headbutts. Yep. Samoa Joe splits him wide open.
Impact was great back then.
Yeah. Monday, Samoa Joe versus Kurt Angle.
Final time.
Samoa Joe opens up by cracking him with a headbutt.
It was
fucking beautiful.
Three claps for that writing. That was probably my favorite thing.
Like, on Raw this week. WWE's gotten a little bit better about, like...
Little tip of the cap there. You know what I mean?
Even with the Kofi stuff of, like... Really tying together all history. For a while there, it was like Vince. My understanding is like Kevin Dunn, like the head director for many years, is like wrestling fans have short term memory and they don't know anything that isn't WWE.
That's like not true.
But it's what his policy. It's what
right,
he believes.
Yeah.
So like anything older than like a year or two, and anything outside of WWE never needed to be addressed.
I really like
that they're doing that. Like
some of my favorite wrestling stuff is when they tie in. Old stuff. Like, when Triple H hit somebody with, like, a Luthes press or a Harley Race knee, I like that they're referencing the old wrestlers that came up with the move. It reminds me of times past and, like, you know what I mean? Like, wrestling is, like, the oldest thing that we've done.
Well, I mean, Kevin Dunn's a big reason.
Amazing.
Kevin Dunn's a big reason they don't call the moves anymore. Fans don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care about the rules.
I call the moves in my living room. You can fucking come over to my house anytime, Trebuchites, and I fucking do it. Swear to God, totally I do it for doing. Your pleasure.
Trebuchet makes good at commentating, too.
Absolutely. Hire us. You can find me at Trebuchet, LOL.
You can find me at Showtime Schultz.
Absolutely.
You can send your hate mail to at Goad.
Uh-huh.
He's no longer employed here, but you can still send your hate mail there.
I'm still looking for something.
But, yeah, no, since we put the Nate Yard Dog on Impact... I myself am starting to watch Ring of Honor. After WrestleMania, I'm going to start doing that on the regular because I have it set up on my DVR, and we're going to go ahead and see what they're all about.
Gotcha. Does it mean I have to pick a wrestling company to watch?
Yeah, I think you should.
And
report back to us.
All right, let me see. Is that a Naked Women's Wrestling League that they used to sell DVDs for still a thing?
I'm pretty sure I was going to
ask that after you picked one.
Snooze, you lose, mustache.
So I look forward to it.
I'm going to get a lot of viruses on my computer is what I'm finding. I'm sure GoTech could help fix that, though.
Oh, yeah. Calm me now.
You like that? Dude, turn into Miss Cleo.
Calm me now. Feel free.
I will talk to your computer for you. Remove all the viruses. Find pictures that you thought you deleted years ago.
Oh no, Miss Cleo's gonna have to call the FBI! Don't do the crime if you can't do the time! Call now! This is a good place for final thoughts, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Chad's a little.
I think I'll go.
Miss Cleo fucking popped me.
Final thought, Soul Patch.
I am looking forward to WrestleMania and the podcast that comes before it and all the bacony goodness of Bacon Fest. And I hope, too, it's been a while since I've had the title. It's been like a whole like pay-per-view. I think I could go for it again.
You can go for some title.
Out.
Yeah. So right. Not bad. I like the arm things, even though we're on the audio medium here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Final thoughts, Showtime.
It seems like you guys like passing that belt around. I usually wind up second or third. I haven't gotten that belt in a while. Show a belt I do have.
What belt is that?
The Undisputed Podcast 2K Championship.
Is.
No one's ever dethroned me. Hopefully this weekend we can get some games in. You know, you guys can fight for the right to lose to me, Showtime Schultz, the greatest blind man that's ever lived.
That's a hot
wow.
Take. Stevie Wonder ain't got shit on me, man.
Now, aren't you?
Shots fired, Stevie.
Don't worry, you won't hit me. So I'm looking forward to defending that title. I'm probably gonna win the undisputed title too. Like I'm ready to start fighting for it again. And on top of that, my name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I need to know better. Call me now, man!
He's doing that the rest of the goddamn night.
Final thoughts, Trebuchet!
Oh, man, you're fighting for a lot. You're going to change your name to Adele. Like, my final thoughts are, I'm glad we are on the road to WrestleMania. We're 1 week away. Mm-hmm. 1 week away, the road to WrestleMania. And next week, we're going to have the pre-show. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have Bacon Fest. Also going to be amazing. We're going to have...
Will there be Four Loko?
Jägermeister. There will be Four Loko as Fuck well. Yeah. I'm sure I will be drinking a White Claw or two.
Will you make it to the main event?
I'm on the Stephanie McMahon plane. If Stephanie McMahon blacks out, I will black out.
She might get knocked out during that Batista-Triple H train. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep. Well, I have a plan to rewatch WrestleMania a week later. That's fine. Sure. Cody Goat is going to wear pants. We have that guaranteed. We're going to get that in writing for you guys.
Did you already agree to that?
He did.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that, well.
But I guess.
You heard it here first. That's a
oral contract. What are people laying at me wearing pants?
Can they? It's okay. I don't care either way.
Oh, well. Okay.
Well, goddamn. Call me now.
Oh, man. Okay, so go ahead and tweet at Showtime Schultz if you want him wearing pants or not at WrestleMania.
I may set up a poll.
I'm going to... okay, if you set up a poll, I will vote.
Were you talking about your penis or...
Oh, that's a poll.
Poll? Get it?
No, I know I got it. Okay. I'm just picturing Chris Goat riding my pole, and then I'm wishing I was blinder.
That sounds pretty bad.
Where's the bleach?
That won't help.
Are you thinking about it there, Treb?
Too much. Oh, God.
Did somebody say Dolph Ziggler?
Got it. All right, well, Trebuchet has left the building. So this has been the Undisputed Podcast of the World. My name is Showtime Schultz. Call us now! Have a good night.